I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Bridging the Gap again today. My name is Corey Graham. I'm Communication Director for Powell County. Normally, at about this time, I turn the reins over to James Anderson, our Judge Executive. But today, the judge is otherwise occupied. So he's asked me if I would take a minute to sit down and talk about one of the other departments I'm affiliated with. Aside from being the Director of Communication here, I'm also the 911 Dispatch Director for Powell County. And 911 dispatch encompasses a whole lot of different aspects of emergency services. So to help out today, I brought in our assistant director, Brenton Epperson. And Brenton, if you could just introduce yourself and let everybody know how long you've been in this line of work.
Hi, I'm Brenton Epperson. I'm the deputy director of dispatch, as well as the tax enforcement officer for the county. I've been dispatching probably a total of about 6 or 7 years. Several of those years were back in the early 2000s and late 90s, and then I recently rejoined the department about a year and a half ago.
And, you know, a lot of people don't understand how far dispatching has come since when we first started. I mean, I'm sure you can, you started before I did. What was it like when you first came on picture?
Well, we were still attached to the sheriff's office at that point. We were sort of in a little closet off the sheriff's department. We just used pen and paper to take incoming information and dispatch it to our officers with a couple radios, just old-fashioned, you know, push the button and talk radios. Had a couple of phones. There just wasn't that much to it. We didn't have any way of recording calls that came in. We didn't have an electronic way to search information or anything like that.
Well, and I came in December of 2000, and when I took my seat in the dispatch chair, we were actually part of EMS. And the dispatch has been kind of shuffled around throughout the years in Powell County. It's been under the jail, it's been under the sheriff's office, it's been under the ambulance service, and it's only recently that it's become its own separate entity. I don't want to take a second to kind of touch on that and why that is. When I came in as dispatch director a few years ago, one of the things I mentioned to Judge Anderson was I felt like it was extremely important that we separate the dispatch out from any other entity and make the 911 center its own separate department. And the reason for that is twofold. First and foremost, the 911 center itself and the regulations we get, both federal and state, got more and more complicated as each year went on. The technology itself got more and more complicated. And to stay up to date with what was required of us, whether it was a state rule or a federal rule, or even just good practices locally, it really required somebody to be attentive and to be focused on that department full time. And we've been really fortunate to have directors going back years under sheriffs and jailers and ambulance directors who really brought their own thing to the dispatch and really helped move it forward. But it just does, like any other department, it gets to a point where it's a little difficult for one person to manage both that and another department, particularly EMS, with the rules and regulations coming in there. It became a whole other monster unto itself, and it just wasn't going to be efficient to run both departments with the same person. But probably larger even than that came to the finances. I mean, we are still a rural county. We still don't have the tax base that Jefferson or Fayette County have to offer their 911 service. And as a result of being part of the Powell County Ambulance Service, we were losing out a tremendous amount on grants and funding opportunities that weren't available to us. When we would submit proposals for grants, what we were constantly running into is with our budget being just commingled with the ambulance budget, we would be turning in a budget of in excess of $1 million for our dispatch, and that's all we could legally or capably show on paper because they were one unified budget. And when you go to a grant awarding agency and ask them for funding to help improve a small rural dispatch that covers 12,500 people, and they look at your budget line and see that you appear to have $1 million here, you should probably be able to handle this yourself. Of course, we had barely even a fraction of that to run the dispatch, but it did hold us back a lot in getting that funding.
Well, I know that a lot of the grant funding that we ended up getting as a result of separating off, you know, it helped to pay for state-of-the-art recording equipment, state-of-the-art computer-aided dispatch to allow us to have a wealth of information in our program that helps us to, you know, make sure that each response gets what it needs. You know, every resident in the county has a history, and the more history we know and can pull up, the more accurate our response will be, and the safer it'll be for our responders.
Of course, and even beyond just a responder safety issue, as just a citizen of Powell County, it can benefit you tremendously to have that information on hand and have access to it so easily. Take, for example, if you were to call 911 having a medical issue, but you weren't able really to express what your issue was. You were incapacitated, or otherwise you weren't able to tell us what was going on. You know, if we can click a little cursor that's flashing that's associated with your address and tell the first responders, you know, we don't have anyone on the line, we don't know what the condition is, but we do have a history of cardiac arrest at this residence, or we have a history of stroke, or this resident is someone at this residence is a diabetic, any issue like that, we may be able to get you an ambulance far more quickly than if we just had no idea what we were responding to.
We've definitely moved forward a long way. I know that just as a matter of our professional standards, which is another, you know, major component of why we needed separate management. You know, when you and I started, our training was 1 week at the academy, and you drove back and forth. Now we're up to, I think, 4 weeks plus a week for Lincoln NCIC training, and that's residential at the academy. So it's a much more intense course these days, and our professional standards have risen a great deal. And we do try to maintain best practices and do our job to the utmost level that we can.
And going back just for a minute before we get too far away, just to touch on why it was significant to financially to split these things out. You know, Brenton mentioned the grants that we have received and what they've paid for. Just in the few years since we've made this move, we've received grant funding to the tune of nearly $250,000, at least over $200,000, that we have used to implement state-of-the-art telephone system that is the exact same phone system they're using in Louisville Metro, and at the time we purchased it, it was the same phone system used at the Pentagon. The computer-aided dispatch system that we use, which is where we enter your pertinent information for the call so that the first responders can reflect back on it if they need to, or we have a detailed log of what went on, that's the same software that they're using in the city of Chicago. We have a state-of-the-art recording device that allows us to produce copies of 911 calls for whether for attorneys or for any other agency that may need to get additional information from that call. And none of those things would have been possible with the budget we previously had, and certainly none of them would have been possible without leveraging some of that onto the local taxpayer. And fortunately, by making the decision we made, we've been able to make these leaps forward without burdening the taxpayer of Powell County one dime more than they already are.
Absolutely. We get requests on multiple times a week also from officers investigating crimes. It helps to have that information right at hand and not a matter of going through filing cabinets full of loose paper logs like we used to have to do.
Well, not to mention the fact that when every piece of information that comes and goes out of the building, whether it's on the radio or the telephone, it's recorded, it can't be edited, and it is exactly what it is. So there is no room for human error. No one's perfect, and of course a dispatcher may forget a piece of information that you tell them in the chaos of getting you the help that you need. But with that recorder there, nothing can be forgotten. If you said it or if we said it, we have proof of it, we have a record of it, and that's that information's been really useful in investigating crimes, as Brenton said, and bringing people to justice with information that maybe would have been forgotten or not exactly noted the way it needed to be when you're writing it out by hand at the moment.
Of course, you know, we should also mention that as far as state-of-the-art equipment goes, we're very fortunate to be a CSEP county and moved into our new facility a couple of years ago. We're now located in the industrial park on the south end of town. Our building is built to withstand, you know, a fairly large tornado. It's really nice to have a building paid for by, you know, by the CSEP program that wasn't a burden on the taxpayers, that we feel safe and secure in, and that we can use, you know, to make a better service.
Absolutely. The CSEP program has been a tremendous benefit to us. It's allowed us to make a change from analog radios into digital radios, which were one of those things the federal government likes to mandate that we do and then not offer us any funding to do it with. Unfortunately, through CSIP, we were able, again, to do that without putting any more burden on the taxpayer. And really, it's just been a tremendous win for us and for the county to make these changes. And, you know, we're talking about the technology that we have that helps us do our job more successfully. Probably the best piece of technology that we have is our staff. And we do have a truly remarkable staff. These are individuals who are really dedicated to doing the job that they are assigned to do. And we've been really fortunate. The fiscal court has worked with us in helping to make some allowances with salaries and to work with keeping the staff that we have, because I'm sure, Brenton, you can you were there before and you've been there now. You can attest to the quality difference we get when you retain staff and when you aren't seeing the kind of turnover we once did.
Absolutely. Ideally, we'd like to have people that start as emergency dispatchers with us make a career out of it, if all possible. Of course, you know, that comes with putting some money into staff retention. It's very difficult to train someone or to find the right person to do this kind of job. I know that our staff now is tested by fire. You know, they're all wonderful what they do, and they've had to deal with some really tough calls. There are times when, as an emergency dispatcher, you'll be asked to talk to people at the most traumatic moments of their life. And to be able to be calm and do everything that needs to be done, a lot of times while you're busy doing other things at the same time, it takes a special person to be able to do all those things and be that person to keep the situation under control, to get the appropriate responders on the way, and to just let the caller know that, you know, everything will be as okay as we can make it.
Well, and as far as those special people go, it's, you know, you remember that we are fortunate enough at Powell County 911 to have a staff that everyone lives here and everyone is from here. Everyone has family here. And one of the difficult parts of the job, which I try to stress to everyone when they first start, is there's an excellent chance that you will be the one who takes the call of someone you love or someone you care about or someone in your own family who's in the emergency situation in question. Most of our staff has dealt with something along that lines, some more severe than others, but it's amazing to see when you walk into a room and you know that you have someone there who's actually dealing with their own personal crisis, still remaining completely professional and still ensuring that the person on the other end gets the absolute top of the line professional courtesy and professional help without succumbing to their own emotions.
All right. And it's not easy to find our people like that. I know that, you know, in times past, we had a lot of turnover. I believe that we're the only department that gives a comprehensive test at the end of our training period, and if you don't pass it, you don't work for us anymore. I mean, it's hard that we have to be that way, but if you don't have the right person in that chair answering that phone, then the whole system collapses.
That's exactly right. It's, you know, when you think of a first responder, you think of fire, EMS, police, the people who are going to come directly to your home. But the real first response you get from the emergency community is the person you talk to on the phone. And it's up to them to get your information and get it to the right agencies. And that's what makes all the difference in the quality of care that you get and the ability, in some cases, to save your life. It really can make that big of a difference. But it does appear, unfortunately, that we're nearing the end of our allotted time here today, and I will say thank you to the judge for giving us the time to talk about this and speak to something near and dear to our heart. Brenton, anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
Just that I feel like we do a really great job, and you know, obviously our new Office of Public Information is sort of born out of the professional standards that we have at dispatch, and it's sort of a daughter agency, and I feel like we're doing a lot of good in the community with both parts of that.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And yeah, that is worth noting. I mean, the program you're hearing on WSKV After Tradio every day was born largely out of the Powell County Dispatch. But it's all just a different type of communication, whether it's emergency communication or public information. The more in-depth knowledge you have out there in the public, the easier our jobs are. So thanks to all of you for tuning in, and look forward to speaking with you again really soon. We'll be back same time tomorrow, Bridging the Gap on WSKV 104.9 FM.